was startled, you know, and she said she hit on her back, and it knocked the breath out of her. And said when she came up, she started trying to swim toward the bank, and said she had to do some fast thinking because she thought she just might drown, and it felt like her leg was broken, she said, where she got hit. And the guys that were there, one that owned the motorcycle was close by too, and she said he asked her if she could, hollered and asked her if she could swim. She started swimming toward the bank, and when she came to herself or knew what was doing, this guy that was on the motorcycle was beside her, and they helped her out, and she said her leg was just laid open, a big gash there, it was blood streaming out. And all that happened, you see, the evening before, and they took her on to the hospital, and I didn't know a thing about it until yesterday evening.
Boy, God.
But she had a bruise on her back, and they were going to put her in therapy, I think, today. But she didn't know, she said they didn't know exactly how bad she was hurt, but her muscles were felt like they were torn loose, and maybe a big spot on her back, way down lower in her back. And she said her spinal cord was injured. She didn't know if it was broken or what yet. But she said she was in terrible lot of pain.
Boy, I hope she gets okay.
Yes, and I just thought, well, now how easy things like that can happen. And think of what an odd accident it was. Her husband told her just the morning before. He goes, oh, I told you he was a truck driver, and as he went off, he told her, he said, now, I don't want you going down there on that creek bank fishing. She said, he'll want to skin my head because he asked me not, or told me not to go down there. And said, I went on, said it was so hot in the house. You know, it was a terribly hot day the day before yesterday. And she had been over here on Chapman Highway, walked over there and made a car payment, and back, and said she was just about all tuckered out, and she got her swimsuit on first and thought she'd go swimming. When she got down there, two girls were there at the river bank and told her they'd seen a snake in there, and she said, well, I changed my mind right quick about going in swimming, so I came back, took my bathing suit on, put my shorts and halter on, and took my fishing line and went back. Said she even got tangled in that fishing line while she was in there.
It was, oh boy.
Kind of hindered her, you know, from getting out to the bank. She got tangled in there. So I think it was, she said it was just a freak accident. But I don't know whether, anyway, she said that on the way to the hospital, the boy asked her if she wanted him to call an ambulance, and she said, have you got a car? And he said, yes. She said, well, you could take me in the car. And she said that the boy's wife kept trying to dry her face off, you know, and said they wrapped a big towel around her leg and to try to keep the blood, I mean, try to stop the blood. And she said, believe me, that boy was doing some praying on the way to the hospital. And I thought, well, that was, and she said he was so, you know, just so excited and torn up about it. He was just about all to pieces, that the boy was. I can imagine if I'd been in his place, how I felt about it too, because he didn't know how serious it was. And she didn't either. But she said she didn't think she was hurt too bad, but